shine again. There's no... There's no way for me to hear. Kekka, can you hear anything at this juncture? In there. Okay, word. All right, so let's get on with this. Kekka, thank you and bless you for hanging in there with me. I couldn't connect my Bluetooth. My gaming headset apparently has taken a beating, most likely from my cats. So that's all right. But it's great to see you. Yes, if you can come back, maybe you can call in. You know, I just kind of wanted to get the radio show fired back up. I'll have a little more free time coming up. And a lot of crazy things in the world have been going on and are going on. And couldn't think of better people to discuss them with than my old friends and cronies on the Twitterverse. Cool. Thanks, Kekka. So basically, not to go back to the beginning, but as everybody knows, Putin has entered into a sum-zero gain conflict in Ukraine. Uncharacteristic, I would say, to the way that I used to think about Putin as more of a tactician and more of a sort of chess player than a Rambo. He has really gone at this to the point where he can't pull himself out. And I know the most common question that's coming up now, and I would say especially today, I think an hour or two ago, a deadline for all citizens and armed Ukrainian soldiers, militia, citizens, et cetera, to surrender in Mariupol, and they'll be provided safe access, and I would assume that safe access is most likely to a gulag. I think something like 2,000 Ukrainian citizens have already been shipped out back to Russia, probably to something not unlike you would have seen in 1920s Russia. The word concentration, or the term concentration camp, has come up several times in the legitimate media, legitimate media being whatever you may want it to be or not, but in sort of fact-checked, reality-based news. That's essentially what a lot of these Ukrainians are that are giving up are they're getting sent to Russia, to prison camp type places. That obviously evokes a lot of anxiety and pain still for a lot of people. I think that going to be extremely difficult for NATO, specifically NATO, sort of the easternmost NATO countries, Poland, etc., to not get involved in this conflict. Obviously, the big argument against getting involved in this conflict is that you have, well, I mean, let's keep it real. Hey, baby girl, how are you?
Okay.
You know, she made me lose my train of thought.
Can't get.
But at any rate, as I was saying, that just with these images being conjured up, it's going to be very difficult. You know, Poland has to be just, you know, starting to relive an absolute nightmare from, you know, the beginning of World War One and then again at the end of World War Two. I don't think that history is soon forgot, especially for the people who are still in the who are in the government now. So it's going to be very difficult. And of course, the argument against any involvement by NATO is that then that will put us in a direct conflict with Russia, and you basically have, you know, however you frame it, either a psychopath or just a kind of typical megalomaniac ruler, you know, with his finger on the trigger of a humongous arsenal of thermonuclear warheads. And I'll point out that Russia did fire several of its hypersonic missiles, which is technology NATO and the United States do not have, and these things fly six times the speed of sound, and you know that those destructive waves alone are significant, let alone the munitions they carry, and I think that's a pretty big, it's another pretty big thing that happened today in this madness, or yet perhaps it was yesterday, but at any rate, it's something to consider when weapons that you know have never been used before coming out of the arsenals. It's you know, we haven't seen that too often as far as large munitions. Obviously, the missiles, the grenades, the machine guns, all that stuff keep getting better. But as far as the you know, as far as sort of the technology, it's pretty astonishing, and it gets the military industrial complex probably all wet in the loins thinking about selling those missiles. And speaking of missiles, you know, it's interesting the irony of war in the military industrial complex being put on full display here with, you know, anti-aircraft units, SAM missiles, things like this, SAM units that were purchased from the Russians, you know, by Poland, now going back to Ukraine to fight Russia. Globalism is a wonderful thing. All right, well, let's lighten it up for a second here. I only did a little bit now that I have my microphone set up again. My apologies for that. The JavaScript runs hard on this site still. At any rate, I'm just glad to be back amongst everybody, and fun to be back on the air. I couldn't get in touch with Dalek. We were going to try to do a kind of a co-show. He's got something going on Discord and another channel, but he's doing well and gives everybody well wishes. Obviously, down here in the lower 48, and we have March Madness going on, and it's been fun to watch this year. My bracket got completely destroyed today. Couple tough losses, but you know, it's actually been a fun distraction. Just plugging along in the restaurant business and watching the world going to hell in a handbasket. and hoping to make the right moves at the right time. I'm going to play a quick song and grab a beer, and I'll be right back. If anybody out there would like to call in, the number is 563-999-3597, and we'd love to talk to anybody and everybody. So give a call. We'll talk more about Russia and some other things going on, some lighter affairs. But we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. I am unmuted. You know what, I'm going to go ahead and say that that was a victory for the first time back. Short little episode. I will keep doing this until I get it right, because there's a lot to talk about right now, and I'd love to get your guys' opinion. Like I said, I've just got to figure this thing back out. And, well, and also my, I need to get back to my other computer. At any rate, last couple of things I wanted to say about Russia was the Chechens have taken huge losses. There was a group of Chechens led by a brutal fucking general, and it's rumored he's died. It's not confirmed, and it's kind of going back away, but their specific goal was to assassinate Zelensky and Yermak and Ishmael, the mayors of, obviously, the president of Ukraine and the mayors of Mariupol and Kiev, and they were all killed, and three for the Ukrainians, to send those guys who are a brutal, effective group of soldiers, mercenaries, back to and fought with ISIS, and against ISIS, have been sent back to Chechnya. But all eyes on what's going on this morning in Mariupol, and we hope calmer heads, cooler heads prevail, and people are given safe passage out, and nothing drastic happens in the next couple hours with the demand by Putin for everybody in Mariupol to surrender or face the consequences. Hopefully that is a bluff, and Godspeed for the people of Ukraine and Mariupol. And like I said, I'll get some guests on, and I'll be back doing this again, and a little better organized. Glenn, I appreciate you showing up. Cat God, I appreciate you showing up. And to all the homies and the family out there, say Gucci. Peace.